We've got Mark and Dawson Halvers here. It's a buy request Friday, so we let Jason Cans know that. If there's a tune you want to hear or anybody wants to hear, the listener line is wide open this morning at 715-396-1670. And nobody's requested anything, Jason, so you could be the first in line.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I have my cat sitting on my shoulder while we're talking, so maybe she and I will come up with something together.
Not just any kind of cat. Tell us about the cat.
She is a Sphinx cat, so she is hairless, and now she's over smelling my candles.
Mm-hmm.
So she's more like a dog than she is like a cat, but she's one of my best friends. So, but I don't know if she has a good song selection this morning.
Okay, all right. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if you gave me some kind of an Andrew Peterson request, but
yeah, I do like Andrew Peterson. That's for sure.
I don't want to suggest that you're predictable.
Yeah, that's true.
Dawson has arrived. Good morning.
I should pick something complete. Hi, Dawson.
Good morning, Jason.
You did what?
I should pick something completely unpredictable.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know you got that song about love. Now, that sounds general. That's like...
I think there's only a couple songs about love. There's not that many, surely.
No, there was one that was a big popular... it was a favorite of Jason's during the pandemic. From a group we don't play.
See the Love by the Brilliance.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
See the Love by the Brilliance. Is that your request?
Sure, that'd be a good one to play.
Mm. All right, I was
going to suggest "Speechless" by Stephen Curtis Chapman, but "See the Love" would be great.
We'll go for both
in the world we live in. So,
I've got "See the Love" ready to go. Also, today is perfect. When we check the various items when we get to special events. I think it is the birth anniversary of the founder of AA, and I've got something in front of me here. Tim Timmons wrote a book called "Anyone Anonymous." And I like the way he breaks down the 12 steps. He breaks them down this way. Steps 1 and 2 is fess up. Step 3 is look up. Steps 4 and 5, clean up. Steps 6 and 7, give up. Steps 8 and 9, straighten up. Steps 10 through 12, keep it up. I kind of like that.
So. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good way to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, you know, for folks, even if addiction hasn't been a struggle, review or looking over the 12 steps is not a bad plan. You know, I think there's a lot of wisdom that comes through those, and so.
Yeah, I know that Vern Becker wrote was a part of. I remember interviewing back in the day, the Recovery Bible, and it's so many and Life Recovery. I know also kind of takes the 12 steps and specifically. Through a Christian lens, and in fact, I know there's a group at 7 o'clock tonight, Life Recovery at Valley Brook Church in Eau Claire. So people are invited to check that out. All right. Well, it's been a couple of days since we dived back into the Sermon on the Mount, working our way through the Beatitudes. I think we're up to Matthew 5:8.
That's correct.
All right. What do we got?
Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God."
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, short, sweet, and to the point. Here's what you've got in the devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, writing kind of as if God was saying it, imagining that many of my followers have taken Jesus's words here to mean that you should work hard for holiness, but that interpretation misses my son's point. Striving to become like my son is undoubtedly wise, but you cannot achieve purity independently. I grant it. In my son, you are already wholehearted. When you recognize that you are already whole, you will have eyes to see that I've been with you all the time. Give me your thoughts, then I got a question.
Yeah, you know, so for me, even listening to that now, I think for me, there's so many times in my life, and I still wrestle with that from time to time, about really trying to make myself look good before God, but failing to recognize that God already sees me as whole. And if I can look that way at myself and at others, I think it changes how I interact with them.
Yeah, and you know, that's what it reminds me of, the Watchman Nee book, Sit, Walk, Stand, which is all taken from Ephesians, right? 2:4 and 6.
Right,
where Ephesians 2:6, we're seated with Christ in the heavenlies. But then, you know, chapter 4 talks about walking in the Spirit. And our instruction amongst all the spiritual armor is to stand. And so...
Right.
You know, we are. I mean, right here, I'm seated in Lake Halley with Dawson in a studio, but the Bible tells me I'm seated with Christ in the heavenlies. So bringing that Ephesians 2:6 into reality, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, and that's our goal, right, to bring this stuff into reality.
Mm-hmm. So sanctification becomes a gradual, day by day growing in and maturing and living out your position in Christ, right?
Right, for sure. And I think it's also a gradual two steps forward, one step back process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think we can see it as linear, and I think it's much more bumpy than that, at least my experience has.
It's interesting. You say it's different dance steps, two steps forward, one step back. Chuck Swindoll had a book called Three Steps Forward, Two Steps Back. So there we go.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the dance is.
His ratio is a little different than mine.
Thank you, Jason. Breakfast tomorrow?
Breakfast tomorrow. See you then.
It's one of my favorite lines of the week is to ask Jason if we're going to do breakfast tomorrow. All right, very good. There we go. It's the best 5 minutes of the day. What do you think, Dawson, the best 5 minutes of the day?
Pretty solid.
All right.
You got to be careful with that question. Somebody is going to say no, and it's going to break your
heart. He said multiple weeks.
So,
yeah, well, he said, like, hit the road, you know, traveling and all that kind of thing. It's a buy request Friday, 396-1670 at WWIB. Well, we invite the listeners, too. I mean, it's breakfast tomorrow, 7 at Randy's. They got a table of 6 set up for us. But I'm sure they're willing to expand that.
I am sure they will.
Yeah. Well, a total stunner surprise in the studio this morning as the guy who's supposed to be having his third day off is here, Caleb Swenson. Good morning.
Hey, so, I'm just stopping in real quick.
Yeah.
Dawson probably gunning for my job, too. He's doing such a great job. So I may not have a spot when I come back, and well-deserved if we hand it over to Doss there. But I heard you mentioning earlier when you're doing the birthdays, you said, hey, around 6:45, we got to get caught up with some of the folks who have birthdays over the weekend. And you, my friend, have a birthday on Sunday.
I do.
And so I just thought, well, why don't we do it early rather than late? And so I have my gifts to you, and it is themed.
It is.
And it probably won't be real hard for you to figure out the theme.
Okay.
But so if you want to open the Walmart bag first that I so cleverly wrapped by just leaving it in the Walmart bag.
Very good.
All right, so
I'm grabbing the Walmart bag right now, and as always, we should find a little bit of fun music to go underneath us here this morning on WWIB. So let's do that. All right, what do we got here? It looks like burritos. Yes, you know them, you love them, beef and bean. He knows, you know, not the bean and cheese. Thank you.
Here's the thing, though. This is a variety pack, Albo.
A variety pack. Yeah.
So
you're right.
There's a lot of different kinds there because, again, I know you have the Aldi beef and bean on a regular basis.
Yes.
But we've got multiple varieties in here. These are fresh frozen overnight. I dropped them off at the station downstairs. Even Dawson could not thaw these, leaving them out in the lobby without some doing. So.
Yes, he did.
We've got some different. So, again, I'm guessing that your standby, the beef and bean from Aldi, is going to be your favorite. But I thought, you know what? Just in case, another year.
It's interesting because sometimes if you can't get to Aldi and you can get to Woodman's, and they've got, I've been enjoying some beef and bean chimichangas. You've given me a chimichanga chicken and cheese.
Yes.
So, again,
some burritos, some chimichangas, some have chilies and things like that.
Well, that is I've talked about at my funeral, serving that and the hot chocolate with coffee.
All right, so here's the gift bag, too.
It's big, man.
And, so I would start with, again, there's another wonderful plastic bag in there.
I see the word burrito. Uh-oh. It's a game. It's a game. And I've heard you talk about this, I think. The Throw Burrito, a dodgeball card game.
Yes. Are you sensing the theme here?
Yes. I'm sensing a big burrito theme.
My friend loves burritos.
Yes, yes. So that's interesting, and I would love to play that with the family.
Yeah. So Throw Burrito is a game. There's something else taped on the front of that as well, too.
Okay. Taped on the front of this?
Yeah, your thumb's on it.
Chipotle. Yes.
Now, I don't know if you've been back there for a while, because, again,
I
kind of had a scare with some health things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you had mentioned, you said, I haven't been back there since, you know, again, we won't go into the whole, but you said you hadn't been back there. And so here I am as a Chipotle fan since college saying, you know what, in this gift that is kind of the ultimate burrito experience, you've got some new ones.
Right.
You got the game. You've got Chipotle encouraging you to, hey, go back and try something. And then one final item in here too.
It too feels frozen. Yes, it is. It's the beef and bean burritos from Aldi.
Just in case you didn't replenish your stock here.
Well, that's always appreciated.
So
I do get it's so appreciate that you would think of that and the common theme. And, of course, a guy who has Beef and Bean Burritos every morning has got to play Throw Throw Burrito.
I just don't think that burrito is a common theme for gifting of any sort, birthday or otherwise. No. So I thought, you know what? I don't know anyone who loves burritos more than you do. You know what? More than that, I know very few people who love Jesus with a passion the way you do, Mark. And I was just thinking this morning, too, with, you know, all the sports knowledge and things like that that you have. I was like, man, his mind is like a steel trap, even at his sort of advanced age.
Now 58,
but
2 days.
What I've always respected so much, and Dawson, I'm sure, could back me up on this as he enters the studio from working hard in the news while we're gabbing, but the way that you've committed so much scripture to memory and how it just springs up again and again has always been just such a testimony to me that, hey, whatever faculties you've been given mentally, use them for the glory of the King, and there's nothing better than committing that to scripture and then the testimony of bringing it out for others. So
thanks a lot.
I love you, man. Happy birthday a couple days early.
Appreciate it. What a total surprise, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to see you this morning.
Yeah, well, hey, good morning. And so there's some burritos here that belong in freezers.
Dawson's learned to enjoy them as well.
Oh, they're a part of my childhood at this point.
Lots of good treats. Thank you, Caleb, and all the best. VBS wrapping up today, right?
You guys have a great day.
There we go. All right, big surprise here this morning. And we've got more birthday celebrants to get to. Thank you so much for the generosity and the thoughtfulness, Caleb. I really, really appreciate it. Did not see that coming today as he's got to head to Rice Lake, actually. So VBS going on at Providence Church there. Well, I'm so grateful to Caleb for his thoughtfulness and generosity and to even make the time to come in here when he's got so much going on here wrapping up VBS in Rice Lake today. But we've got other birthdays that are still going on today.
Happy birthday to you.
It's birthday Bob in Rice Lake, and he's turning a year older today, and he's on the line with us. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
You were telling me off the air about how much you enjoy having a June birthday, June 10th.
June is the greatest month to have a birthday. It's split on the other side of Christmas. Mm. So you got it right.
My exact thoughts, Bob. As a kid, I always loved it. You just feel it's the exact right place. You get the presents for Christmas, and then it comes back in June. So.
It is. Birthdays. You know, birthday Bob. I walk into more people at church or on the street, and they're like, "Oh, it's birthday Bob," and it's like I didn't. You find out how many more people listen to WIV, and it's just awesome.
Well, our Rice Lake audience, I mean, obviously, we're grateful they gave us Caleb. Also, just so many listeners. I mean, over the years, I mean, yourself, and there's so many, right? I mean, WIB does have, I mean, there's just a special relationship between WWIB. We think about just so much that goes on there that ties in with us, right?
It certainly does. And if I can go out on a limb, this is kind of off. I've got a person that I know listens to the radio a lot, their family, and I've just got to mention this. Her birthday is today, and she is exactly the same age as me, 49, Gloria Swan. Happy birthday, Gloria Swan.
Gloria Swan, all right.
Yes.
Well, I thought you were a little older than 49, Bob.
The memory is the first thing to...
Yeah, I know. The memory goes at 58, much less the southern. Yeah. Hey, you said to me the other day, though, I'm going to give you this, and then we'll close with the Mac Powell thing. But this is from your wife, Brenda, and she wanted to make sure I saw this and make sure you knew it as well. And we're going to keep that birthday music flowing in the background here. But she says this, happy birthday, birthday Bob. Brenda says, you bless so many of us with your birthday wishes throughout the year. Your kind and compassionate heart and your willingness to always lend a helping hand to anyone in need. Most of all, you bless me as a husband who loves me with God's redeeming love. Happy birthday, babe. Brenda. How about that, huh?
Wow, that just fills my day, my heart with joy. Mm. What a blessing. Thank you for sharing that, man. Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. Wow, I am so blessed.
Do you have birthday plans today or this weekend?
We do today. I am heading out on a bike ride to listen to some Third Day. That's my fave in the morning. And got a nice little 12-mile route around the lake. And then I am getting to spend the day with my bride and our granddaughter, Ellie.
Oh.
And we're heading over to Cumberland to our daughter's coffee shop in Roots. in the Cumberland. So we are just looking forward to that.
You can't do any better than that, right?
Nope. And tonight we will be with some dear friends at Culver's.
Fantastic.
It sounds wonderful.
And yeah, it's an awesome day.
Yeah, well, we've got somebody's going to win from Culver's this morning here on WWIB. The Eau Claire, Triple Falls, or Rice Lake Culver's. Caller 5 after here, the June Dairy Month Culver's Cowan. 723-2555. Finally, though, you messaged me the other day. You're like, Halvo, Mac Powell is to me what Stephen Curtis Chapman is to you. Stephen is my favorite singer of all time. Mac is yours. And so give me a Third Day or Mac Powell song you want to hear on your birthday.
Wow, there's so many of them that have touched my heart. But I'm gonna request Your Words.
Your Words.
I love His Word. Yep, Your Word.
And, you know, in earlier days, I know when I doing the early part of the morning show here, that was kind of the theme. I felt like that's kind of a theme, and I appreciated Caleb saying, I know, scripture, it just kind of worked with my mind. Either baseball, you know, sports statistics or Bible verses kind of just stayed there. But Your Words is a great one, great choice. Hey, happy birthday Bob and Packer Bob, the only guy I know that's got two monikers on this show. So thanks, man.
Thank you so much. Great to hear both you guys this morning, and thank you for blessing my day.
Oh, so awesome. All right. Thanks to Bob. All right. We're committed to covering birthdays and special events, even to the point when days were not on the air. We still want you to be in the know about birthdays and special events. And so I guess probably just like when we do the birthdays at 6:20 in the morning, and hopefully you're with us. We want you for the full 3.5 hours, but if we can't have you for that, come when you can, leave when you must. Mm. Isn't that kind of a good slogan?
I would have to. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, with so many things in life. Anyhow, these are the folks that I know off Facebook, my more than 3,000 Facebook friends. I'm tight with them, aren't I, Doss?
Oh, yeah. Hard to be tight with 3,000 people.
It's hard. It is hard.
But
it
takes you manage. A lot of
work. It's hard to do my other jobs. Eric Adkins turning the big 3-0 tomorrow. He's got a birthday fundraiser for the American Cancer Society, trying to raise a couple $100. Jay Fall, happy birthday tomorrow. I didn't know we were so close in birthdays. Ruth Fagerland, Mark Helpsmeet, Karen Diane. Your sister Elena turning 17 tomorrow. We got Werner with a birthday, as well as Lisa Brungart. A lot of birthdays on Saturday, and Terry Koleski looking ahead to Sunday. We'll save those, because let's deal with Saturday. Who else has a birthday on Saturday?
The national birthdays include Roscoe Orman, who was on Sesame Street.
Adrian Barbeau from Maude is going to be 77.
NFL legend, I don't know why I'm saying this one, Joe Montana, 66.
I'm the football fan.
You're
right?
The football guy. Although I do recognize Joe Montana's name. Yeah. I'm not so much of a heathen that
people
I don't know who
said
that is.
He was the greatest quarterback until Tom Brady came along. Mm. Joe was 4-for-4 in Super Bowls. Brady, 7 out of 10. Not bad. Mm-hmm. Hugh Laurie from House, 63. Tomorrow.
Former talk show host, Dr. Mehmet Oz. I didn't know that.
Mehmet?
Uh-huh. What a name. What a first name.
Yep.
Mehmet Oz. Is that his real name?
Yeah. He is going to be 62. I interviewed him before.
Really?
I thought about doing a list. I don't know if I could still try to do it, but maybe if I don't do it for today, for Monday, if I interviewed these people, because you get it, over the years, more than we have.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones going to be 53.
Looks like Joshua Jackson is turning 44 years old.
Shia LaBeouf going to be 36. Did I say that wrong?
Shia LaBeouf, although it is a tricky one.
On the younger names, you correct me.
and on the other names, you'll correct me. I'm not saying older names.
Yeah, go ahead and say older.
Well,
I embrace it. I embrace it.
Finally, reality star Sadie Robertson is 25 years old today. Tomorrow.
I think we're going to finish this up just with Saturday. We'll try to do Sunday another time. But Saturday is going to be Corn on the Cob Day. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see.
Oh, yeah. It's also German Chocolate Cake Day.
Proud fact, my Uncle Wayne, he's passed now, but my Uncle Wayne, he actually entered his German chocolate cake at the Wisconsin State Fair and got recognized for that. It is also Rosé Day tomorrow, and finally Knit in Public Day. Mm-hmm. So that is what's going on Saturday, but that's all we got time for. We'll try to squeeze in the Sundays at some time between now and 9. Caleb always does the intro for the headlines, except when he's not here. So let me just say, you lead busy lives, and it's hard to keep up with everything that's going on, and so we aggregate the news. We boil it down to these headlines, these 7 headlines, so here you go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, first one. A NASA resupply ship to the International Space Station has been delayed by over 2 weeks.
Sorry, fellas, but your Father's Day socks and underwear will be a little late.
Have to deal with that.
Summer begins soon.
Yeah, I know it's summer because my snowblower now starts on the first pull, but my lawnmower won't start at all.
Isn't that just the way?
I know it. The hot dog industry is excited that people are gathering at fairs, ball games, and family picnics again. In a normal year, get this now, Americans eat not 1 million, but 1 billion hot dogs in July alone.
Or roughly 8 pounds of real meat.
Yeah, quite a difference.
A recent survey finds that 32% of adult Americans never floss.
Probably because we're too busy eating. Apple had some pretty big hardware and software announcements on Monday.
For example, the next iPhone will have a cool ranch flavor.
That'll be nice.
Yeah. A study found it's cheaper to send a kid to a top college for 4 years than to send him to a prison.
And it looks much better on his resume.
I'd have to agree.
And finally, Spaniard Rafael Nadal won his 14th French Open singles title. Incredible.
Yeah, just one more French Open win, and the French are required to be less rude to him.
Ouch. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. All right, and thanks to Caleb for compiling those and leaving them for us even when he's away. And thanks for his generosity and thoughtfulness and stopping by. And I, as I recount his birthday gifts, there was various and a sundry ahead of my birthday on Sunday. Kind of a variety bag of burritos. Okay. I have these often for breakfast and lunch. It's just simple and cheap and easy. And I like them. And then also, he gives me a game, Throw Burrito, which is like a dodgeball card game. Does that sound fun?
I want to try it out really bad. It seems like a lot of fun.
He gave another bag of the classic Aldi beef and bean burritos. Mm-hmm. And then on top of the game, there was a gift card for Chipotle. So thank you so much.
So generous. I know. Wonderful, wonderful. Get to see Caleb this morning and to be blessed by him. So close to your birthday.
Appreciate it. Thanks. And he had kind words to go with that. Around here at WIB, we have a tradition, which you've, as a younger staff member, Dawson, you've learned. What is that tradition when somebody has a birthday?
Well, obviously people give them gifts, but you're talking about...
Well, everybody signs a card around here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then also we put out a candy basket. And my birthday's Sunday, and so we're getting all sorts of folks who... what are the kind of little mini candy bars we have?
Yeah, a nice little basket here. Baby Ruth, Kit Kats, and Butterfingers, it looks like, as well as the Snickers as well. And some pods for coffee.
Nice, nice.
Pretty solid.
I remember Holy Donuts was outside the RCU downtown Eau Claire, where Elena's been interning, and I picked her up at noon yesterday, and she got herself some Holy Donuts, and she was enjoying them. And I was like, the only flavor I remembered was, she said there were 8 different flavors, and she had several. I want to say she had the lemon, a couple of those, but I was like, the only thing, I remember they had a Butterfingers.
Yeah. But, I think it's pretty safe to bring up, because I don't think they'd be in competition, considering this was out on the coast. But in... not Washington, but Portland, Oregon. The best donuts I think I maybe have ever had were Voodoo Donuts in that city. It was just this donut shop that my friend's sister was like, you guys have to try this. We went there. They had this like signed plaque that said like official donuts of the city. And they were incredible. They were stellar. I've never...
What was it about? What kind?
The kinds, they were so diverse. You can probably find their menu online.
Soft and just...
It was just like, I don't know. It just felt like, they're just basic donut. It was like cream-filled and whatever. What's donut have? It's not dough. It is dough because it's donut. What am I thinking?
Yeah.
I guess the dough on the outside, it just felt like the perfect texture. The cream on the inside was not overwhelming. Didn't leak out everywhere. It wasn't too messy.
It was just right.
It was perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
If you ever have a chance, go try it. My endorsement.
All right, so we have covered Friday birthdays. We had a birthday wake-up call to birthday Bob in Rice Lake, Bob Leonard. I don't know if we got an age out there, but anyhow, he threw out 49. I wasn't buying it. And then he said, well, the memory. Okay, also a Saturday birthday. But Saturday, we're going to get to Sunday now. We don't want to forget the weekend, people. So birthdays, and one of the guys with a birthday on Sunday, we talk to every Monday, most Mondays, Drew Fralick, talented guy. He and his wife pastoring the Vineyard Church in Detroit. He's a stand-up comic. He's an author. So he's a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And we'll talk with him again on Monday. Other birthdays I know about through Facebook. Carrie Brem with a birthday on Sunday, as does Debbie Pearson Also, happy birthday to Lorna Berg, Bob Otto, Daniel Geary, Nita Bukowski celebrating a birthday on Sunday, as well as Carrie Davis, Val Waters, Janelle Solberg. Maybe last but not least, that's for sure. All right. Meanwhile, we've got others to tell you about as someone has walked into the studio here at WWIB. All right. So she probably won, and there we go. Dawson's going to take care of that, and I'll tell you the other winners include, Sunday birthday celebrants include Timothy Busfield from the West Wing and 30-something, going to be 65. Eamon Walker from Chicago Fire and Cadillac Records, 60. Dawson, do you want to jump right in? Sunday birthdays. I did the first two.
Gotcha. Jason Mewes from Clerks, turning 48 years old.
Timothy Simons from Jonah on Veep is 44.
Model Adriana Lima is turning 41 years old.
Dave Franco from 21 Jump Street, going to be 37. And those are some of the birthdays. And finally, let's close it off with what are some special events for Sunday?
Special events Sunday, Little League Girls Baseball Day.
Yeah, it is. I think we can say this. It's kind of an awkward thing, but it's Abused Women and Children's Awareness Day is Sunday.
It's raising awareness, so for the best. Magic Day, just all magic in general.
Magic
celebrated
tricks.
Today.
Automotive Service Professionals Day Sunday.
Jerky Day.
Yep, like beef jerky. Mm-hmm. Peanut Butter Cookie Day.
Coming just a day after Jelly and Peanut Butter Day.
I gotta say though, the thing that's been in my mind to make, I've only made it once before, but I'd like to make it for my birthday on Sunday, is pineapple upside down cake. I made it once, and I think what I did was with the pineapple circles, but I want to make it with crushed pineapple so that pineapple's like all over the. Anyhow, that's kind of my thought. It is also Superman Day, Women Veterans Day, and it's Write to Your Father Day.
It is Superman Day. I don't know the exact day, but I know that the first issue of Superman Action Comics number 1 was released in June.
Oh, boy. And what happened here? Michelle is dropping off some donuts.
Wow.
Donuts, just lots and lots.
We were just talking
Michelle,
about them.
What's the story on these?
Okay, the story is I heard from the other room that somebody had walked into the studio.
Yes.
Because I wasn't at my desk. Uh-huh. So sorry. Apologize for that. Busy doing other things.
Sure.
Anyway, so I come running out. Linda Churchwell was just picking up her Culver's. She just so happened to have some donuts for you, Mark.
Wow.
There are three. How many are in there? Six?
Three,
each?
Six donut boxes.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. So there's some apple fritters. Oh. What do you call these over here? I guess just glazed. Glazed with
glazed
chocolate.
Donuts,
and a
vanilla.
Ring of frosted donuts and apple fritters.
And Bavarian filled donuts.
Bavarian filled. There you go. So
wow.
Yeah. So there's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you guys.
I gotta say, a couple of things. My mom, I'd mentioned my Uncle Wayne had at the state fair got recognition for his German chocolate cake. She said, I think he also got recognized for his apple strudel. So apple strudel, apple fritters. You got to warm these up, though. This is even better.
They're really good warmed up.
With that coffee that was in your little box this morning.
Yes, I know.
It feels like every hour, some birthday-related thing that we didn't have planned just sort of happens. Caleb dropped by the studio earlier today, unplanned, and said some very kind words and dropped off.
And we've got another special guest right now.
Donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
Best of the week. Maybe a little behind and a little different today, Dawson. Kind of a birthday theme from largely from yesterday with a couple of tidbits sprinkled in from this morning. Starting off with a special birthday wake-up call we had yesterday morning at around 5:45, pretty early. What's making this special today is that we do have a longtime listening friend and volunteer who is on the line. And I don't know if you've ever met him in person, but Jerome Jacobs on his 85th birthday is on the line from Knapp. Jerome, good morning.
Good morning. And I have to say that good morning to you, Jason, and you are special. and definitely that friend of yours, Mark, is just about as special as they come.
Oh, Jerome, thank you so much. You got to know him is to love him. 85 years old and all the cakes and things he's baked. We've got more from our visit with Jerome from early yesterday morning. And but also this morning, a birthday surprise. Dawson, you were taking care of the news for WOGO. And Caleb showed up, in here. This is his third. He's supposed to be off today and heading to VBS in Rice Lake. But he came bearing gifts, various in a kind of a variety bag of burritos. Yes, my famous burritos I have for breakfast and lunch. And so And also, this is a gift bag.
So. Here's the gift bag,
wow,
too.
It's big, man.
And, yeah, so I would start with, again, there's another wonderful plastic bag in there.
I see the word burrito. Uh-oh. It's a game. It's a game. And I've heard you talk about this, I think. The Throw Burrito, a dodgeball card game.
Yes. Are you sensing the theme
here?
Yes,
I'm sensing a big burrito theme.
My friend loves burritos.
Yes, yes. Yes, and he had that, and there's a gift card for Chipotle, and so I come from more of a Borracho's background. He's with the Chipotle, so he's like, come on, Halvo, come on back to Chipotle. So we'll give that a try and play some Throw Burrito, hopefully, this weekend. And he had some really kind words. Appreciate that. But more with Jerome from yesterday. Jerome, you had quite a year, didn't you? I mean, you had your biggest health challenge yet, didn't you?
Yes, about Thanksgiving time, I had heart bypass, and it went through beautifully. It is the time that I was going into surgery, come out whenever, is the very closest time I've spent with the Lord in my 85 years. Huh. He was so close and so wonderful, and I just knew whatever the outcome was, I was the winner. Yes.
Well, anybody who knows you is
That's
the
beautiful.
Winner. Anybody who knows you is the winner, Jerome. And finally, from this morning, birthday Bob Packer, Bob in Rice Lake, Bob Lindner with the birthday and part of the wake-up call to him, getting to the privilege and the opportunity to share with him the birthday message we had received from his wonderful wife. This is from your wife, Brenda, and she wanted to make sure I saw this and make sure you knew it as well. And we're going to keep that birthday music flowing in the background here. But she says this, happy birthday, birthday Bob. Brenda says, you bless so many of us with your birthday wishes throughout the year. Your kind and compassionate heart and your willingness to always lend a helping hand to anyone in need. Most of all, you bless me as a husband who loves me with God's redeeming love. Happy birthday, babe. Brenda. How about that, huh?
Wow, that just fills my day, my heart with joy.
Mm.
What a blessing. Thank you for sharing that, man. Yeah. Thank you, Brenda. Wow. I am so blessed.